This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. For years, advocates for people with addiction problems have been working to create a viable recovery system. New organizations in Keene, Manchester, and Portsmouth are working to help people stay away from addictive drugs, but the state still has a long way to go. Joining me now to talk about New Hampshire's growing list of recovery options is Tim Rourke. He's the chairman of the Governor's Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse Prevention, Treatment, and Recovery. He'll be part of a forum tonight in Concord discussing how the state can get more people into recovery. Tim, thank you very much for joining me.
Happy to be here.
Let's start with the difference between treatment and recovery. There is some overlap, but there's also key differences. So what are those?
Sure. Well, the way I like to phrase it is that treatment is really a clinical intervention. So this is a healthcare medical model where someone struggling with a diagnosed substance use disorder receives specialized care from a licensed drug and alcohol counselor, perhaps a psychiatrist, a mental health counselor, or social worker. Recovery supports is really about how people live with a chronic illness. Once that treatment ends, for those who need that kind of clinical intervention, addiction is a chronic illness. There's no cure for it. So people don't recover in treatment. They find recovery in treatment, but they really recover in community. So recovery is programs and recovery supports are really about how do we build the array of social supports and ongoing peer-based services that allow people in recovery to connect with a positive, healthy community that can help them sustain their sobriety over the rest of their life.
And now New Hampshire has a few new recovery centers. Earlier this year, New Hampshire had none, but now we have three. Tell
yeah.
us about.
We've seen two physical recovery centers currently are open, one in Keene called the Serenity Center, one in Manchester, the Manchester Recovery Community Center, which opened last month. You have a vibrant organization called Safe Harbor in Portsmouth that is actively working with community leaders around the establishment and opening of a physical center there. And you have other sort of support, sober housing and other kinds of recovery programs that are beginning to emerge around the state. And it's really is a very recent and very exciting development.
So that's three. Our neighbor to the west, Vermont, has 11. Is three enough for New Hampshire?
No, and I think Vermont is a model for us, as is most other states, because it's important to recognize that we're one of the last states in the country to really have this level of care available for folks who struggle with this. So I think there is a vision in New Hampshire that the Governor's Commission shares that we look to the state's public health network system. There are 13 public health regions in the state of New Hampshire, and I think the conversation is ultimately, how do we get to at least one recovery community center in every region of the state? That probably isn't even enough. And remembering that recovery centers are physical spaces that provide some levels of recovery supports, but there are other things like sober housing and job training and things like that. Some may emerge out of a recovery center. Some may emerge with halfway houses, sober houses for men and women. We have very few of those in the state. So I think we are hoping that we are beginning a journey of growing a tremendous amount of recovery capacity all over the state. These three that are emerging and some other groups that have begun to do some work are really beginning to penetrate into the recovery community and do good work, but they are will quickly find themselves overwhelmed by demand. So I think we know that we have to really work quickly to scale these types of opportunities and resources as best we can.
Let's talk about funding
sure.
for a moment. These three derive most of their funding from private philanthropy. Any money from the state?
Not currently, and you're correct. You know, my other hat is I work for the New Hampshire Charitable Foundation, and we do significant funding in the arena of substance abuse. So the Manchester Recovery Center is operated by an organization called HOPE. We're currently their sole funder. Most of the others have also just worked with donor giving, private philanthropy. As a state, we have not invested in recovery supports up to this point, and that has been very much a topic of conversation and a priority for the commission as we've been working with legislators and the governor around the state budget.
Last year, we had a record-breaking year, unfortunately, in the number of overdose deaths. Are we headed for that again this year?
I think in the absence of intervention, we are. You know, the police chief in Manchester came out yesterday talking about the seizure rates of heroin that they're seizing off the streets, a tremendous increase over last year. I think there are some steps that we've taken to try and mitigate overdose deaths. The legislature passed and the governor signed into law a bill that makes Narcan widely available to patients and families. This is a rescue drug that can save someone from an overdose. It is not treatment. It does not support long-term recovery. It just helps someone in the middle of an overdose get out of it before they die from from it. And it doesn't work every time. But we've made that more available. A Good Samaritan law was passed that prevents those who might call first responders if there is someone in the middle of an overdose from potential criminal prosecution. so we can encourage people to reach out for help if there's an emergency. But ultimately, in the absence of the availability of treatment and recovery supports for an individual with an opiate addiction to get immediate access to a clinician who can support them and get them into treatment, in the absence of that, I don't think we're going to get ahead of this anytime soon. And that's unfortunate because there is a lot of good work going on, but that is the missing piece that I think we've been trying to address through the budget process. And now with the budget somewhat on hold, I think we're in the same kind of holding pattern we've been in this entire year, where there is some patchwork attempts to get ahead of it. Law enforcement's doing the best they can. The treatment and recovery community are doing the best that they can. But what we really need is added resources so that as people get identified, they can get into treatment much faster. They don't have wait lists or they don't get turned away at the door.
In the current budget, Governor Maggie Hassan asked for a certain amount. The legislature returned with a lesser amount.
Yes.
Do you feel that New Hampshire lawmakers understand the scope of this problem?
I think many of them do, and there were certainly fair champions, particularly in our process in the Senate, where there was very much bipartisan agreement about the need to do something. I am not sure that our legislators are recognizing the level of crisis that it is and the response that it requires. I think part of what we have talked about as a commission is that while we are appreciative of the resources that we may receive pending the final decisions on the budget, it's important for people to recognize what they will provide and what they will not. You know, we are terribly concerned about the ongoing debate around the Health Protection Program. Its reauthorization is critical to getting services available to folks, including recovery supports, because there are components that are covered by that.
That was the part of the Medicaid expansion.
Correct. Correct. So Medicaid expansion, or in our state's version, is called the Health Protection Program, is set to sunset at the end of December of next year. It requires reauthorization. The governor included reauthorization in her budget. The legislature did not. And it's one of the issues that is tied to the veto and the ongoing conversations around that. For our commission, the reauthorization of the Health Protection Program is vital to the rest of our fiscal strategy. There are about 40,000 plus people on the Health Protection Program right now. Of those, between September of 2014 and March of 2015, 1,800 of them got substance abuse treatment, and they would not have been able to otherwise. So we have a population of folks, many of whom are in a lot of high-risk categories for substance use disorders, who now have access to a means to pay for services. But in the absence of a guarantee that that is going to continue to be made available, that makes it difficult to treat them effectively, it makes it difficult for the healthcare community or the recovery community to go ahead and take risks to expand capacity because there's no guarantee that that financing is available. So without the Health Protection Program, I think it will be difficult for us to be able to finance and invest in those kind of community-based services we know are incredibly important to make treatment successful in the long run.
Tim Rourke, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Tim Rourke, chairman of the Governor's Commission on Alcohol and Drug Abuse Prevention, Treatment, and Recovery. He'll participate in a panel discussion tonight at Concord High School about the state's heroin and opiate addiction problem. The forum is hosted by the Concord Monitor.